This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Well, hello, superheroes in heels. Hey, it's Kimberly Borgens here. Today's conversation is, I don't know what's the best way to say it, is I'm just going to have a conversation. That's what today's conversation is. You know, sometimes we just get in over our heads. And today I just really wanted to talk about that because I kind of feel like I'm in over my head right now. I'm kind of swimming out in the deep end. And sometimes it takes a little extra skill to do that. I missed an episode this past week. The first episode I've missed since I started doing my podcast. I didn't get out on my 63rd week of doing podcasts straight in a row over a year, and it got missed. Now, I have a podcast team and nobody reminded me. I could be mad about that, but I'm not, because I'm ultimately responsible for that. And so I'm kind of just feeling a little bummed about missing that week because I'm a strong, committed person. And then I started looking at myself and I just decided to take an honest look, like what's happening. I noticed that I've been a little over my head for the past couple months, you know, since my car accident. So I was in a car accident and totaled my car. And, I brushed things off very quickly, like, okay, whatever, we just keep moving and keep moving and keep moving. And that's the story of my life. I am one of the most resilient people that I know, and I'm not saying that as a bragging way or anything else, but you know, I'm a simple gal who, you know, came up in this world and, was a little, you know, it was a tough raising. I had parents that felt that belts and switches and bullwhips were the way to raise children. And that was tough. I was raped and molested by a grandfather, and that was tough. But you know, the thing about me is that I've constantly worked to just put my head down and get to work and do the things that are necessary so that I don't get into that space of, pity, not worthy, you know, whatever, shame, all of those things. I don't sit in that space. These are events that happened to me throughout my life. You know, I got married at 18 to my high school sweetheart. By 19, we had a son, and by 20, we were getting divorced. And you know, he wasn't that nice while we were married. And he, you know, I thought he was my knight in shining armor, and that wasn't the case. But you just keep bouncing back. I have bounce back ability like nobody's business. But you know, more current day, like I said, I was in a car accident. Somebody came through a stop. She said she didn't see me. I was going to end up T-boning her because she pulled out in front of me from a stop sign. She failed to yield that stop. But I did total my car. From the moment that happened, I know the right side of my body, the nervous system went into severe issues where it just like shook, and it shook all day. And I was like, okay, it's just stress. It's just, you know, I'll shake that off. And yet it was still you know, a crash on my nervous system. That shaking went away on externally, but internally, I felt like my whole insides were still shaking for a while. And kind of like, I kind of got in over my head and I just still kept going. And, you know, then some other things happened, right? Then I got sick and I lost my voice, and my voice still isn't back, and it's 4 weeks later, right? I lost my voice, and then I ended up with an infection in my lower sinuses that was affecting my voice. I still did podcasts in whispers, right? So I'm still trying to get through that. You know, I sing. I've been singing since I was a child. I sang in the church choir. I sang in the school choirs. I love to sing, really. It's my worship. I sing to God. You know, that's my thing, and I can't sing. So I tried taking up whistling, right? Not real great at whistling because humming still hurt, still created pain, you know, and getting doctors to listen to you. Sometimes that's a little chaotic. And then I have to remind myself that doctors are practicing medicine. They're not the experts at everything that's wrong with us, and we have to pay attention to that. So, you know, I've been through a lot of chaos, but I noticed that it's also affecting me in other areas, returning some emails, you know, and responding to some phone calls, because I have just been down and out of my normal space of getting things done. And, you know, and then I didn't get my podcast out, and I'm extremely disappointed in myself about that. But I'm just like, we just keep moving forward. So what next? And I don't even have a podcast episode topic ready, or, you know, anything like that. So today you get my ramblings. But what I want to just kind of share with you is, a lot of times people say to me, Kimberly, like, how do you do the stuff that you do? How do you, you know, how is it that you get so much done? Or, you know, a lot of times people say it to me all the time. I heard somebody say it to me today, even, that I hide behind the scenes. And it really just hit me when they said that today, is I don't hide behind the scenes. I'm not hiding. I'm just putting my head down and getting the work done. And sometimes in business, you know, there's a lot of great influencers out there, and I don't consider myself a great influencer. I feel like I share and I give tools and tips, and I help people build skills, and I coach people out of certain mindsets, because those are the things that I needed along the way of building a business. And, you know, I'm not the prettiest face, you know. Look, I'm just raw. I don't even have my podcast team edit my podcasts. It's just real. It's just honest. It's just raw. But I'm not hiding. I'm going to say this, and I know some people like want to slap me when I say it, but I'm just going to be honest to my feelings, is I'm just an ordinary woman who some people see as extraordinary. I get up every day in my pajamas, with messy hair, with no makeup, with, you know, getting up and doing my bathroom stuff, right? Having to feed my dogs. If the dishes weren't done last night because somebody put dirty dishes in the sink, it's my husband's job to wash dishes. I cook, he does the dishes, and sometimes they don't get done. But when I get up in the morning, one of my pet peeves is having dirty dishes in the sink. And so I'll clean up the dishes, and I will clear out the sink, and I will scrub down the sink and the counter. And that's everyday woman stuff. Everyday for me, my stuff, right? It's normal things. Then I go and I feed the dogs and clean up after them and make sure they have fresh water, and everyday normal woman stuff. I get dressed, and some days, very rarely, do I actually put on makeup. I quite often go to the office with no makeup on. I get dressed. I try to dress nice, decently. I'm not a jeans and t-shirt kind of gal. I really am not. I wanna look nice, but I'm not committed to having a whole bunch of stuff on my face. It feels icky to me. It just doesn't feel comfortable. I start itching. I want to wipe it all off, so why bother? So I go there with blotchy skin, with a scar on my nose because of, I had a basal cell removed and they had to take, skin from my neck and stick it to my nose. The doctor said, how pretty does it need to be? I said, I'm not that vain. Well, I should have said I'm really vain, but but now I have this big scar on my nose and I'm just normal. But then I get to the office and I step into my superpower. So think about for you is when do you step into your superpower? For me, when my kids were home and I was raising kids, that was my superpower. I put my focus on getting them ready, getting them to school, talking to them, communicating, making sure that I could fix them dinner. People would tell me, because when my kids were young, they had to go to daycare. I was running a business, a 24/7 business, right? So they went to daycare and people told me I wasn't raising my kids. Like, who are they to say it, right? Because I was sending them to daycare. But I could set boundaries. I could set the staff up, so that my kids win. I can put in and find the right daycare that works for them. That's me parenting. But as soon as I would pick them up from school or pick them up from daycare, then guess what? I was full on mom. And guess what? I was still running business. I would answer the phone, right? I would make sure my kids had their dinner. They were getting their homework done. When they were arguing, I was there. When they were arguing with me, we were full on. And so that was my superpower. And then I would go to work and use my other superpower. And so, today I just want to talk about, I'm a normal, everyday, average woman who has a superpower around business. I like business. I love the idea of women in business. I think it's a lesson every woman should learn is how to be an entrepreneur because of the skill sets you learn along the way. And when you're in over your head, like I feel right now, sometimes you might forget that you have that superpower, but I haven't forgotten. See, I had an employee who was hit by a car the other night, not while they were working for me, but they were hit by a car and they weren't able to come to work. One of my dispatchers. So who manages the dispatchers? I do. So guess what? I was doing a shift on Sunday, working her shift because she couldn't come in. I mean, she had stitches in her head. She has a rotator cuff issue. She, her arm's in a sling. She's beat up. She shouldn't be working. Okay. And so I did it. I was working the shift and I do that on a regular basis because that's what is needed. That's where I put my head down. I do the grinding quite often in private because grinding is not pretty, right? I don't even consider myself to be that pretty. So, I can get into the grind. But you get in and you grind. You do what is necessary. You do what needs to be done. And you do, all the things that have to be done. So I get in there and I'm working and I'm answering the phones. And, I'm being a dispatcher who just happens to be the CEO of the company. I even had an employee call in and they're asking about their attendance points, right? They text about their attendance points. So I picked up the phone and I called them. I said, hey, these are your attendance points. I can't put that in text, but I can tell you about them. And they said, okay, great. Well, I'm going to call off today because it's my birthday and I'm going to fly out someplace and I'm going to go celebrate my birthday. And I was like, well, you've been on the schedule for a couple of weeks. Could you not have planned this out? Well, no, I'm just, I'm going to take it off. I'm like, great. I'll remove you from the schedule for the rest of the week. No problem. Well, suddenly I became the rudest person They don't even know who I am. They are assuming I'm a dispatcher, but I told them that I was the CEO because I could tell them their attendance points. But suddenly I became rude and disrespectful. And the person's telling me they grew up in the South and people aren't this rude. We treat people better than that. I didn't tell them, well, I grew up in the South also. I grew up in Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee. That's why y'all will hear a y'all and all y'all from me, right? But I was born in California and went to the South. Like, don't, I get it. Bless his heart. Anyway. Right? Like, and then he called later this week and wanted to talk to the president to tell the president about how rude this dispatcher was to him, who actually happened to be there when I was talking to this person because we were both working at the office that day. And he heard the whole conversation because I answered it on speakerphone because there wasn't really anybody else around. And so when he told him, well, no, that's not what happened. This is what happened. Oh, see how rude these people are, and hung up on him, right? Like, people hate facts. I just want you to know, when you call out the facts and you say, no, these are the facts, they don't like that. Not everybody, but some people who don't want to take accountability. But that's the everyday life, right? That's the behind the scenes stuff that a lot of people don't take. Like, suddenly I'm rude and I'm disrespectful because I'm a lowly dispatcher. But the truth is that I'm the CEO and I was being respectful. I was just being matter of fact and somebody didn't like it. Yeah, and that's okay because everybody has their choice and nobody has to work for me. It is not a requirement by anything. This is the state of California. It is at will employment. And if you don't like how people are talking to you, it really is okay if you go someplace else. Go start your own company, whatever the case may be. But, you know, these are the everyday things. I put my head down. I'm not hiding out anywhere. I don't do pretty videos. I don't do, you know, like all the influencers. It's just not who I am. It's not who I'm designed to be. I get down and dirty. I put on uniform for many years. I wore a uniform as a security guard out in the field to cover because somebody would call off. Almost every new year, everybody's calling off sick, right? Somebody is, right? So I'd go out, I'd get New Year's, I'd be working. I'd be, you know, working a location and then the gunshots would go off and I'd be hiding underneath the edge of a building for about, you know, 5-10 minutes, right? And then I'd go back out and I'd do the rounds in full uniform as the security guard because that's what was needed, right? Getting down and getting into the grind and getting into the dirty part of business is what kind of what I see it as. Like, it's not something I put out to the world, right? It doesn't look pretty all the time. You know, I was sharing with somebody this morning about yesterday. Like, it was a full busy day, but it kind of went like, hey, I asked my daughter before she went to work, can you run me to the dealership to pick up my car? Because dad's busy and I just need somebody to drop me off and you can get gas right next door. She said, sure, mom, no problem. She drove me over to the dealership. I picked up my car because it was in the shop and I came home and then, you know, had to do all my business. You know, this was early. So I went to the dealership and it wasn't pretty. Right? Just in my grunge, right? Like, you know, then I come home, feed the dogs, take care of that stuff. Then I get a phone call, right? I get a phone call from my business partner. He says, hey, one of our patrol vehicles got towed to the shop because it died the night before. And he said, can you come to the office, get the keys and take it to the shop because they can't work on the car and assess it without the keys. And then also the other building we need there, they had to cut off a lock. Can you come get a lock from the office and take it to the other building? And I'm like, okay, I'll get it taken care of. But y'all, who's dictating my day? Right? Well, I know he was busy. He was doing interviews. Those are just as important. He was doing the orientation, and then my plan was to go help and do interviews. So he calls me and he says, "Hey, can you take care of this stuff?" I'm like, "Okay, no problem." So I could go, who does he think he is trying to dictate to me what I do for my schedule? He's interrupting my schedule that I already have, because I'm a schedule kind of gal. And the reality is, I picked up the phone and I called my dispatcher and I said, "Hey, can you get the keys to so-and-so vehicle, take them to the shop, drop them off there, and then head back to the office. If you need to pick up something along the way, get your lunch, that's fine too, but can you take care of that for me?" They said, "No problem." She took the keys down. She got that taken care of. So now I didn't have to do that. I just had to make sure it was getting done. See, you can delegate. Even when somebody else is trying to delegate to you, you can still delegate it out. I did go to the office. I got the lock that was necessary. I took it to the building. They had that. We got that taken care of. But the funny part on that is I show up and I have my little Mercedes and I pull into the parking lot of this. And the guy comes from his truck and he's like, "How can I help you?" Like, he has no clue who I am. He's never talked to me. He's only talked to my business partner and has met him, but he hasn't met me. And he's like, "How can I help you?" And I said, "I'm actually here to support you. I have the lock that needs to get put on the gate because you guys locked it off. Let me introduce myself." And he's like, "Oh, okay." But he was ready to kick me off the site. So that was kind of funny. And then, you know, I go back to the office and now I'm doing interviews. We had 7 people who showed up for interviews. We hired 5 of those people. I interviewed 3 of those 5. We get them into work. Then I'm, you know, got my head down and I'm, you know, printing out paychecks because today's payday and, you know, doing all the stuff. But for me, it's just everyday stuff. For some of you, maybe you haven't thought about delegating out to somebody else when somebody tries to delegate to you. Maybe you haven't thought that you're in over your head at any point. Like, I've been dealing with my throat issue for a month now, and it's getting better than it was, but it's still not there. And, you know, having to deal with doctors and making doctor's appointments and, you know, all those things. And, you know, it gets a little frustrating and gets a little overwhelming sometimes where you feel like you're in over your head. And if I didn't respond to your email, or if I didn't, you know, it might be in spam, honestly, like, I don't know. Then just reach back out, not because of anything other than it just, there's been a lot. It's just been a lot. And for you and your business, some days, some weeks, some months, it's going to be a lot. So what do? You just put your head down and you get to work. You do the things that you need to do to take care of you. That's the first and foremost, because you can't do anything if you don't take care of you. My son said to me, and God bless him, he said, "Mom, you're too stressed." And I'm like, "I'm not that stressed." And he said, "Yes, you are." He said, "Let me explain this, Mom." You know, when your own son wants to explain something to you, he says, "Mom, you live at a very high stress level and you don't even notice it." He said, "But most of us can't even like get to that stress level. And you're at a high stress level that you think is normal because you've been living it for so long." He said, "But I want you to know that it doesn't have to be like that. You need to bring your stress down, Mom. You need to bring it down to the normal ranges that everybody else is doing." And, you know, I gotta love him because he's right at some level. Is I live at a higher level of capacity than a lot of other people in business. I don't run a multi-million dollar business being, you know, sitting from my couch watching soap operas or gossiping about other people or, you know, creating drama and chaos in my community. I have a higher standard for myself, that I live at a higher standard. And I can see where he sees that I also have a higher stress capacity than most people do. And so I take in what he said and I take a look at it and I get to decide, you know, is there something that I could do differently? And, you know, that's something I'm still in the process of, is figuring that out. But for those of you who have that space where you might feel in over your head, or people might be telling you you're too high strung, or you have too much stress, or that your standards are too high. Okay, that's from their perspective. And I can take a look at it and you can take a look at it and see, could I reduce some of the stress in my life? Absolutely. We all can, you know, and just know I'm still human. I'm going to muck it up every now and then. I'm going to say the wrong word when I'm communicating. I'm going to talk, you know, about stuff that I'm going to teach when I should just be sharing. And I'm going to skip, you know, something. I'm going to miss something. I miss a deadline for my podcast. I'm a human being also. But the reality that I see is that I just keep going. And that's all I want for you. I just want to remind you that you can still keep going. Do the best you can with the 100% of the energy that you have each and every day. I will work because I love what I do. I love creating safe communities. I love being a woman on a mission. And I don't always like all the people that I work for or work with. I don't always like people that I network with, but it's okay because we're all different. Not everybody likes me. Not everybody wants to listen to my podcast. And at the same time, it's okay. I made a commitment to do this for 2 years straight, and I'm going to follow through on my commitment and reassess it after that. But I just want you to know, ladies, step into whatever your superpower is. If your superpower is being an entrepreneur, be an entrepreneur. I get to be an entrepreneur and be a business operator. It's a different kind of animal to be an operator, right? But I get to do both. And to me, that's a gift. If your superpower is loving on your grandbabies, loving on your kids, loving on your neighbors, loving on the elderly, going and visiting the elderly, loving on animals and dogs and cats and the animals in your community, whatever that superpower is for you, then step into it. Own that space there. Own your role in being that provider for them, that encourager, that person who's raising money to support the nonprofits, whatever that is. Step into it fully, completely, and just know you're going to have days when you too feel like you're in over your head. It might be weeks and it might be months. You might be sitting on a plateau, and that's okay too. But just remember what your purpose is, what your mission is, what your values are. Set your standards and step into it. And just know that I'm only sharing this because I care. Some people might not feel that I do, but that's their choice. Be blessed. And just know that you got to create your own cheer section, even when you're in over your head. But ask for help. Delegate out. Do the things that you can. Reduce your stress, right? Whatever that is. And I'll talk to you next week on Superheroes and Heels. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes and Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.